وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the epic battle of Karbala and how it is related to human rights. The entire movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, from beginning to end, was revolving around human rights. So let us take the time to look at this movement of Imam Hussein and how it is related to human rights. First thing first, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he lived as a member of society. He is not an extra terrestrial that came from a different planet. No, he's a human being like them. And being a human being and being a member of society, a member of community, is that you need to take the concerns of others as your concern. So when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the mu'mineen in their formation are like a wall, that if one part falls, the rest will fall, or he gives the example of a body: when one part of the body feels pain, the rest also feel pain. It means that each one of us needs to be concerned about one another. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, since he's a member of this society, this community that he's in, that when he sees falsehood, when he sees oppression, when he sees people being hurt and harmed in any way, shape or form, he make it his own, and he tries his best to overcome it and to fix it. So the mission of Imam Hussein began the minute Yazid, the cursed Yazid, took charge of the Muslim affairs. Now, let's back a little bit, right? Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, he was a successor of his father, Amir al-Mu'mineen. Now, when Muawiyah, the father of Yazid, he took charge forcefully, and you know, we went with battles with Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, and then him and Imam al-Hassan signed a treaty. This treaty, one of the conditions and the clause of this treaty was that if Muawiyah dies, or Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam dies, Imam al-Hussein to become the rightful leader of the Muslim world, right? Muawiyah agreed, he signed the treaty, and Muawiyah, what he did is, before he died, he made people submit to his son, Yazid, to be the ruler right after him. That was during his life. So he went and he broke his own treaty with Imam al-Hassan alayhi salam, which tells you which kind of person Muawiyah was. So his son came into power. Imam al-Hussein said, well, I can't allow that to happen, because Yazid, he himself, is not the type of person that preserves the rights of other people, not the type of person that would care about other people, not the type of person that he tries his best to make people happy. Actually, is the opposite. Yazid and Muawiyah, his father, all they did is that they deprived the Muslim and the Muslims of their rights in terms of physical rights, in terms of wealth, in terms of economy, in terms of politics, even in terms of religion. They deprived people even from the right to speak their own mind and their own ideology. So it was a dictatorship at its best. When Imam Hussein saw that happening, he said, I cannot let that go because I care about everybody, not just myself. Let us take a short break and then we'll continue right after.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he saw that Yazid, may Allah curse him, is coming into power and taking charge of the Muslim affairs, he understood that if he does not say anything, if he does not do anything, then obviously the rights of the Muslims, even though they were taken and the Muslims were oppressed at the time of Muawiyah, it will continue at the time of Yazid to even worse. The difference between Muawiyah and Yazid, the father and the son, is that Muawiyah used to pretend he was a Muslim. He used to pretend that he cares about the Muslims. He used to pretend that he gives people their rights and so on and so forth. He used to pretend that he prays, right? He used to pretend. To a certain extent, at least the people of Sham, the people of Syria and these, you know, neighboring countries, they thought, well, Muawiyah seems to be a good person. He's a Muslim and he's, you know, the Khalifa of the Muslims and he seems to pray and do the right things. I mean, even though he wasn't. But Yazid was publicly committing every transgression in the book and in front of the eyes of people. That people, they themselves, they could not handle it anymore. Right, so Imam Hussein alayhi salam, in his statement, he said, someone like me will never give allegiance to someone like Yazid. Why? And that the Imam, he gives number of things why Yazid should not be in power and why a person like Imam Hussein should never give allegiance to him. Why? Because he's a transgressor, because he commits sins publicly, because he deprives people of their own rights. So Imam Hussein, he said, it is now my duty to rise up against Yazid. So he first started the movement by trying to educate people and bring to the attention of people that now we are under the rulership of an oppressive dictator that you people need to revolt against, you people need to stand against. Now, the people of Kufa, obviously, they send their messages and invitations to Imam Hussein to say to him, look, obviously we can't accept Yazid, you come. And he said, sure, I will come. But Imam Hussein did not start his revolution because he was invited. It's because he saw it as it is his responsibility to help the rest of the Muslims, to ensure their rights are safe. Because if Yazid continues to be in power, then no one is going to be safe. No male, no woman, no child will be safe. And we saw that when Yazid first demolished the Kaaba, and we saw when Yazid invaded Medina in the incident of Al-Hurra, and how he killed the old companions of the Prophet, how he raped the women, and how he enslaved everyone. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, if Yazid maintains his power, and no one says anything about it, the rights of the Muslims will be taken. The rights of people will be taken. So he had to make that stand, first and foremost. So to initiate his movement, or the initiation of his movement, was based on human rights itself. Inshallah, we will leave it here and we will continue dissecting the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله